Jesus House, in pursuit of God, discovering purpose, maximizing potential, impacting lives. This message is being brought to you from Jesus House, London. God bless you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to crave your indulgence. And we're going to flip things. And so we're going to do things in reverse order. So, this, I want you to understand a couple of things about Jesus being the greatest influencer. And when you think about influence, you have to also think about disruption. You see, influence changes things. And in the story you've just watched, so for those who do not know Jesus, let me clarify a few things really quickly. The word greatest is associated with Jesus for a good reason. The greatest price ever paid by a human being was that paid by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says that he did not go to the cross for anything he did. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed, restored to an original state. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we realize the greatest burden carried ever by a human being was carried by Jesus. And so the word greatest is applied to him correctly. The greatest miracle, and when I say the greatest miracle, I'm going to come to that in a moment when I come to influence. But the one of the greatest miracles that are in the Bible is the one you saw depicted so clearly. Jesus was about to go to the cross. The man that had his ear cut off was not there because he was a believer. He was there to take Jesus into custody. Peter cuts off his ear, and the man's name is Malchus, a servant of the high priest. It's the middle of the night, so the ear cannot be found. Jesus is about to die, and he reaches through the chaos to a man who does not believe him, puts his hand over a flow of blood. He does not look for an ear. By the time he takes his hand away, there is an ear. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, whosoever you are, and I'm deliberately doing this before the altar call, if you require a miracle today, reach for it now. Because there is nothing standing in your way. Because Jesus is the miracle worker. It's not a matter of God will heal you because you believe. He's God. They are not. And so if you need a miracle, reach for one today. But let me also talk about really clearly, as we invite those who do not know the Lord Jesus to come into a relationship with him. And for that, I want you to picture, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that no human being was as far from God as Jesus Christ was when he died on the cross. One man's sin can take you into an eternal separation from God. Jesus carried all of our sins, meaning when he went to hell and died for you and I, he was the furthest ever a human being has been from the Lord Almighty God. Yet on the third day, based upon a promise, God went and found him and said, "Time's up. Give me my son back." So hear me well. Wherever you are in the world, and I'm deliberately doing this first. Wherever you are in the world, whatever state you may be in, you are not too far from a God who loves you. The Bible says, in this was the love of God manifested, in that God sent his son to be the propitiation, full and final payment of our sins. And the Bible says, in this was love manifested. Love is the sacrificial provision of God's good to another in a way or manner that you may receive it. Wherever you are in the world, in this moment, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, just ask him to come into your life now. You are not too far. You are not too deep. You are not too bad. You are not too damaged. You are not too far from a God who loves you. And so if you don't know the Lord Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, in this moment we'll pause. And all I'm going to ask you to do is ask him to come into your life. Ask him to step into your life and make an exchange, to give you his life, and he'll take yours. And the rest, ladies and gentlemen, they say will be history. If that's you, I want you to memorialize this moment. Memorialize it in a prayer to a God who will answer you. Memorialize it, if you would, by clicking on the link in the chat if you're watching online. Memorialize it by scanning the QR code behind me. But most of all, memorializing by believing that Jesus died for your sins. And on Easter Sunday, when he rose from the dead, he didn't just raise from the dead. God set him on high, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, and gave him a name that is above every name, both in this world and that which is to come. He didn't rise alone. The Bible says he rose with you. You are seated with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in heavenly places, far above from your yesterday. They cannot tag onto you what you've come from. This is your day of deliverance. So if that's you, whether you are on the backside of the desert or you are sitting in a plush hotel room, wheresoever you are, whether you're in the base or you're in the hub, whether you're watching this 10 days later, 6 years later, hear me well. The power of the Lord has found you. Not that you came to find him. He's standing right beside you, and all you need to do is believe him. The rest, they say, will be history. And if that's you, we celebrate you. Welcome to the family, because this is one prayer that has never been denied. And I'm living proof. And if that's you, ladies and gentlemen, we celebrate you. We wanted you in the family because of what God is about to do next. And so, ladies and gentlemen, influence. Jesus is the great influencer, we agree. But Easter Sunday is our victory celebration. You see, he didn't just rise again and he's walking around like us. The Bible says that he's seated in heavenly places. The price that was paid for you and I was successful. Revelation 5, verse 12 says very clearly that worthy is the Lamb to receive power, glory, wisdom, honor, riches, blessing. So, ladies and gentlemen, you and I are Jesus's body. So on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday, the greatest amount of power is available for you and I. So what does Jesus want to do? He wants to disrupt the world around you. You see, someone rising from the dead was the greatest disruption of any process ever seen. Nobody had done it before. And so, ladies and gentlemen, today, the power of the Almighty God is about to disrupt your world. Because the Bible says the following. In the beginning, John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. The same was in the beginning with God. By Him were all things made. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. But then the Bible says the following. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then the Bible says, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus rose from the dead, the light that is in you, the reason you were born, the reason you are still breathing, the reason you work where you work, the reason you live where you live, the reason you've walked where you walked, came alive again. Can I ask a favor from the guys at the back? Turn out the house lights, please. Turn off as many lights as you can. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is about to disrupt your world. Because there are some people, they don't need to see me switch the lights off if necessary. There are some people who are walking in darkness. Isaiah 50 verse 10. They obey the Lord, but they're walking in darkness and they have no light. Let them trust in the name of the Lord. And notice, ladies and gentlemen, as the lights go out, this is what disruption is about. When I count to three, can we make it as dark as possible? It's too light. I know I didn't tell you before. I apologize. Make it as dark as possible. This is the deal. Easter Sunday is about Jesus rising from the dead. Yes. But He rose with you. Meaning, the light that is in you is now about to shine. And you wondered why things have got dark. Watch this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a smartphone, take it out, please. And on the count of three, turn the light of your phone on. We're now in a dark room. This is what? Turn the lights on. As many, not the house lights, as many of your phone lights. Ladies and gentlemen, notice. 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 All you have to do is show up. Because God said, the light that is in you stepped out of the grave. against the worst opposition ever arraigned against a promise of God. 6,000 years of planning. The kingdom of darkness were trying to stop Jesus rising from the dead. And this is what happened. On resurrection morning, where light had never been seen before, light came. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, today is your victory day. Today, from when you walk out of this service, when you walk into that situation, you are the light. You are the miracle. You are the change. You are the one that's going to make a difference. And notice, all you have to do is show up. And God will do the rest. Listen to me very carefully. This is not just an Easter Sunday. This is your victory day. This is the day when you walk into what has tormented you. And they'll realize, wait, something has changed. And so Father Almighty God, I ask, Almighty God, wherever your name is named, let the light shine, because things change. Notice, the darkness had no answer. Once the lights came on, what left? Darkness. So Father Almighty God, I pray over the purposes and the destinies, the hopes and the dreams of your people all over the world. I pray for everybody in a persecuted church, everybody in a difficult marriage, everybody in a challenging situation, every child that's bullied, every person in a hospital, every single person in an ICU situation. Father Almighty God, what do I ask? Turn the light on. We ask Almighty God for every single person walking alone, every single person standing, wondering what's going to happen next. Where's my tomorrow coming from? Where will my help come from? Father Almighty God, this is Easter morning. Let the light shine out of the darkness. Father Almighty God, I ask, wheresoever your name is named, I ask, O Lord, wheresoever two or three gather all over the planet, irrespective of the opposition, show up. And the rest, they say, will be history. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you may put your phones down. Thank you very much. But this is what I want you to do. If this is our victory morning, then it cannot be quiet. My Father and my God, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. When you read Revelation 5, and this is where I'll stop. When the Lamb shows up to take the book out of the Father's hand, there is noise. They start singing, they start clapping, and they start shouting. And so, ladies and gentlemen, wheresoever you are, wheresoever you may be, whatsoever you may be going through, this is Easter morning. I want you to make some noise. Celebrate the fact that you are no longer a victim. Celebrate the fact that your season has turned. Celebrate the fact that your God is alive. Celebrate the fact that things around you have changed. We are not praying, we are declaring. We are not hoping, we are standing in. We are not wishing, we are walking. Hear me well. I want you to make some noise. Why? You are walking into the realm where God is. You are walking where your Father is. But most of all, Jesus said, I'm walking with you. When I walk with you, they will make some noise. And if you don't, that which is around you will make noise. Isaiah 55 verses 12 and 13 say, when you show up now, because the word is alive, the trees of the field will start clapping their hands. The mountains will start singing. Why? Because God has shown up. Hear me well. This is your victory morning. This is the lowest you will be. You are no longer a victim. Wheresoever you are on the face of the planet, this is our victory morning. So let it be. Ladies and gentlemen, may God be kind to you.